Craig, can you comment briefly on the other paper I asked you to review?
The other paper I was asked to comment on was a paper by Ellis and colleagues that was first presented at the 2007 San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. The title of this paper is Outcome Prediction for Clinical Stage 2 and 3 ER-positive Breast Cancer based on assessing a number of standard variables, including treatment response, pathological stage, tumor grade, Ki-67 proliferation index, and estrogen receptor status in a neoadjuvant endocrine therapy setting. Rather than talk about the San Antonio data, this study was recently updated and submitted and accepted. It's now in press in JNCI, so it's those results that I'll talk about. So we're talking about the updated findings. So the trial that this was based on was called the Letrozole P024 neoadjuvant endocrine trial. Basically, postmenopausal ER-positive stage 2-3 breast cancer patients were initially randomized to either tamoxifen versus letrozole, and then for a period of 4 months, after which the tumor was surgically removed, usually by lumpectomy. And then thereafter, all the patients received tamoxifen for up to 5 years projected. The median follow-up at the time of analysis was 62 months, so slightly over 5 years. Now, the patient's tissues were sampled twice, once at the initial diagnosis by a core biopsy, which is how we knew they had invasive breast cancer, but we also had a chance to characterize some of those parameters. Now, it's difficult to do pathological stage. In fact, it's impossible on a core, but we can measure proliferation rate and hormone status and grade. Then the same tests were performed on the excised tumor, which fortunately in many cases had shrunk considerably, which is why they could resort to lumpectomy. And then the comparisons basically included looking for univariate correlations, developing a multivariate model, performing internal validation on all of these parameters, standard parameters in a neoadjuvant setting. Now, here's where it's different. This is the interesting part of this study. Rather than doing it on the primary tumor, we do it on the tumor after 4 months. So theoretically, you have a chance to measure the response of a tumor under the pressure of therapy, which is very different than the standard way of doing it. And these variables are all correlated with clinical response, both disease-free and overall survival. And in the new update, they have also had an opportunity to validate their prognostic model in an independent data set. Just looking at relapse-free survival, both univariate and multivariate analysis. And of all the variables they measured, tumor size, node status, Ki-67 proliferation rate, ER, clinical response, and histological grade, in a univariate setting, they were all statistically significant. Hazard ratios ranging from about 1.4 to up to about 3. In a multivariate setting, only 4 of those variables remained significant: tumor size, node status, Ki-67 proliferation rate, and ER status. So only the four variables I mentioned remained significant in a multivariate setting. When the endpoint was changed to breast cancer-specific survival, the result was essentially identical, the same 4 variables remaining significant in a multivariate analysis. So they then remodeled just those 4 variables to recalculate the hazards ratios, which were strengthened in both disease-free survival and overall survival. They all remained significant. Variables had somewhat different importance depending on the endpoint. So, for example, for disease-free survival, tumor size and node status were the most powerful predictors, whereas for breast cancer survival, tumor size and estrogen receptor status were the most significant predictors.